It's time now for Top Shelf. Well, US author Alison Bechtel is something of a hero among comic fans. She wrote the long-running series Dykes to Watch Out For, which for more than two decades chronicled the complexities and absurdities of alternative lesbian life. And she really hit the big time with her graphic novel memoir Fun Home about her bisexual father who eventually committed suicide. Here's Alison Bechtel with her Top Shelf. Her first pick is Groundhog Day.
I know this is like, it's like a light romantic comedy, but it's really my favorite movie of all time. Bill Murray plays the hero, and he's this guy trapped in a single day. He can't, every morning that he wakes up, it is February 2nd again and again.
I have been stabbed, shot, poisoned, frozen, hung, electrocuted, and burned.
Oh, really?
And every morning I wake up without a scratch on me, not a dent in the fender. I am an immortal.
And at first he's this obnoxious TV weatherman, but over the course of time, he gets transformed into a good person. It's actually, I think of it as a rather profound spiritual text, that movie. You know, at first he lives very selfishly. There's no consequences, apparently, so he eats and drinks and smokes, and he's, you know, tries to have sex with as many women as he can. But then he gets bored, then he gets suicidal, and then finally he starts to, like, improve himself and starts to help other people, and that's how he finally gets freed from that day. He gets to go back to his life. I would pick a Norman Rockwell painting. It's hard to choose one, but I'll pick The Gossips, which is a famous image of a whole chain of people on the telephone to each other, obviously relating some very scandalous tale, and you can just look at this story forever. It's a comic, now that I think of it. It's like a cartoon because it's sequential. It's like person A talks to person B then talks to person C. And I just love how his hyper-realism, how very particular all of his characters are. Number three, I pick Patricia Highsmith's novel, The Price of Salt, which was actually not published under her real name. She had to publish it under a pseudonym in the 50s because it was about lesbians. And Patricia Highsmith was a successful novelist doing regular stories, and she didn't want this to ruin her career. But it's a really great love story, although it's structured more as a suspense novel or almost a detective novel. And actually, it was sold as pulp fiction. The covers were all very racy, you know, but the story it's not pulp fiction by any stretch. It's a very literary novel. And it's one of the first novels with a lesbian character where she didn't have to kill herself at the end. She actually, the couple goes on to be together. Oh, I pick The Night Watch by Sarah Waters, which is a very, very wonderful novel. Sarah Waters is a UK author. And this book is about World War II, but it begins just after the war. We meet this bunch of characters in this kind of post-war malaise. London is all bombed out and depressed. And the narration of the book proceeds backward in this very interesting, formal way, where the story moves back in time, back into the days of the war, and we slowly learn how the characters all meet each other. And it just builds and builds in narrative tension and suspense and pace until the very end, when the sort of inciting incident happens, which is the beginning of the story, but it happens at the end. It's a very brilliant book. My number one pick is The Unstrung Harp by Edward Gorey. And it's a small illustrated novel. It's not exactly a cartoon. Edward Gorey is kind of a cartooning formative influence for me, though he didn't strictly do cartoons. He illustrated little books. And this is a book about the creative process that follows this famous novelist, Mr. Clavius Frederick Earbrass, through the 2-year cycle of creation of a novel. I just love it. It perfectly captures all the stages of creativity, all the angst and all the excitement. And my favorite line is the extreme and pointless embarrassment that Mr. Earbrass finally feels when he sees his published book in the window of a bookseller's.
On RN, US author Alison Bechtel. She's the author of Fun Home, and the theatrical adaptation of that was recently in the running for a Pulitzer Prize, and Alison was in Australia as a guest of the Wheeler Centre.